The rookies are in. Tomorrow's when the vets come in. Jerry Porter's actually with us on the horn with Steve and Adam. How are you?
Honestly, sir, jealous and well at the same time.
Yeah? Why are you jealous?
Well, if you've ever run a slant on clay and the turf underneath you turns to grass and you're about to get hit and you're about to go down and then it's clay again, and you think right there where maybe Jason Giambi or a pitcher had just thrown a couple fastballs a couple days before, clay hurts to land on. It really does.
Yeah, and we will not have that here with the grass being grown outside the dome and then dragged in to this ridiculously amazing stadium that's about to get open. Think about, you know, an NFL team playing in Vegas, though, what is that going to be like?
Honestly, I mean, with the way things are going with fantasy football and the legalized gambling apps and things that were going on, it was just a matter of time. You said you never thought it would happen. I honestly thought it would happen, but I didn't think it would happen this soon. And I didn't think it would be the Raiders either.
that fan base is something, you know, we're getting the fan base here. The fans from L.A., from Oakland, they're all going to be pouring into Vegas for games and on game day and enjoying the weekends here. What should Las Vegas expect in terms of Raiders fans?
Oh, wow. I don't want to typecast all our fans because we have the best way to put it is we have extremely passionate fans that really don't give a damn about your team if it's not black and silver. So with that being said, I expect the strip and Vegas to be overrun and probably change the color to silver and black.
We are seeing some of that already starting to develop. Well, we are going to have the team on the field here, training camp getting open as they get ready for a season. What would it have been like for you to try to come in the league with no opportunity to go to facility, no opportunity to really work out with your teammates, and then just jump into training camp?
Considering the team that I came to, that would have been hell. The team was veteran laden. I was just trying to find my niche. And it would not have happened because we spent countless hours on the field from the time the draft ended to the beginning of the off-season program and going into training camp. I probably had 35, 40 practices or at least days at the facility to learn the offense and the different things that were going to be expected of me at that time. So I don't envy these rookies. Well, I may envy their bank account the way it's the salaries have gone up. But other than that, I would not want to be in this position, especially if you're expected to come on the team and contribute.
Jerry Porter's with us, former Raider. Weird question here. Would you have been better off in terms of your total career if you had gone to a worse team, not as loaded at receiver? What do you think?
Better off is hard to say because the team I went to, we had Tim Brown as a figurehead in place. He was the guy, and shortly after, we got Andre Rison that year. The next after the following year, we got Jerry Rice, and I got to play alongside of Tim Brown and Jerry Rice. My numbers will probably, I can say probably, my numbers would definitely be better. But outside of the first two or three years, it's hard to say.
What was Andre Rison like? I'll just leave it open-ended.
I will tell you, of all the guys that I got a chance to work with, he was the absolute best. No, that's not a knock at Rice, Brown, David Dunn, Horace Copeland, anybody. Randy Moss, that's not a knock. Dre would call me, like not even call me over, like he would do something, and it's like, wow, look at how did he do that? And then he's like, look here, pup, check this out. This is I learned this right here, and if you do this right here, you can put your own spin on it and do your own thing. And that was basically my intro to learning to play receiver. And he got to our team just right. I think it was the week before we played the first week of the season that year in 2000. So from the time he was there, I was leaning on him. But, well, once I knew him and understood what type of person he was, I was leaning on him trying to gather whatever I could to incorporate it into my game.